At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, early break. Bill Bush out today, back on Monday. Hour 2 is sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th and Pioneer. Steve Schindler is off this week. He'll be back next week. He's been busy planning for the year ahead and also taking a well-deserved vacation. He deserves
that. Is that what
that.
He's doing?
Yeah, he's taking a break this week. So he'll be back next week.
Shindy.
Shindaddy.
And Bill will be back on Monday.
Yes, he will. He'll be back. So
Bill Bush.
That's his name.
The third member of the third three-legged stool.
He has no nickname that you like to bring up. It's just Bill Bush or just Bill. Just Bill.
I'm not going to. That was the first hour joke.
It was.
We'll it keep won't it carry into we'll the second
keep it
hour.
There. Thanks to
it was a good first hour, Joe.
Yes, thanks to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2 of Early Break. Now, you had a tease before we went to break from a text you received about a stat about Nebraska football, which you told me off the air, which is certainly eye-opening, alarming, concerning, all of the above.
We get some really good information from breakers. Missing Tooth Greg, for instance, who, by the way, is playing golf today in Beamer at
Indian Trails, which
yes.
I love that course. Bill has different thoughts on Indian Trails. We all know that.
So
I apologize. I forgot to get back to Missing Tooth Greg. He texted me to play golf with him, I think, this past Wednesday. I was very busy.
Please apologize once again on the air.
Missing Tooth Greg, I did not mean to not respond to that. I saw it. I was going to respond. I got busy, and I forgot to, so I apologize.
All right.
You can text me again.
You're forgiven.
It's my fault.
You're forgiven.
Okay.
Thank you for
that. The stat you received was what from who?
This is from Bill in Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
The home of Yingling beer.
Yes. Bill is a good friend who's coming for the Colorado game. He just figured out a very telling stat, and I wouldn't read this on the air if I didn't agree with him that it was telling. He just figured out a very telling stat from the 2023 season. Nebraska only scored a touchdown in 12 of 36 Big 12 quarters that they played. Excuse me, Big 10 quarters that they played last season. Why I still exist in the Big 12, I don't know. 12 of 36 Big 10 quarters that they played last season. And they also failed to score in the only OT. That was at Wisconsin.
I was there. You were there. That sucked.
Think about that. They basically didn't score a TD in two-thirds of the Big Ten schedule. All right? One three Big Ten games. That part is going to get better. I am 99% certain that the offense will be, well, come on. It's going to be better. That's ridiculous to even think it won't be. It's really ridiculous. It's really ridiculous to think that it won't be better. It's just a question of how much better.
I'd like to know the comparative stats in that to other teams. Their touchdown per quarter ratio.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Is it anywhere near as bad? Is that below low in college football in general? Is that lower the Big Ten? What did Ohio State score? Michigan score per? You know.
They didn't score a TD in two-thirds of the Big Ten schedule, essentially. All right. The defense gave up 16, Nebraska's defense gave up 16 TDs in 36 quarters of Big Ten play. There were 20 TD shutout quarters by Nebraska's defense. If this is what Bill writes. If you play 20 shutout quarters as a defense in 36 quarters and you lose six of those games, it's hard to believe. It is hard to believe. If you play 20 shutout quarters out of 36 and you lose six, it's really, it's on your offense is what it comes down to.
A good counter to that from Stephen on the on YouTube says, ask Bill how many touchdowns Iowa scored in 36 quarters.
Yeah, and they won 10.
They won 10.
But they're an aberration.
They are totally an outlier. A 100% outlier.
Yeah, I don't mind saying this. You don't want to model anything after what Iowa did last year. I mean, you can say you could model your program after Iowa in a broad sense, but not last year because it was so extreme.
Defense and special teams, sure. Yeah. Offense, no.
That's not the way you want to go about it. You want to be better offensively. They were so bad offensively, they were last in the nation by 30 yards in total offense.
That's terrible. Oh, I mean, they had to have special teams and defense be not just great, but elite.
Yeah, and you had to
get 10 wins.
I would almost say you had, when I talk about coaching and managing your deficiencies, I would say what Kirk Ferentz did last year was brilliant in that sense. Now, it's not brilliant to be in a position where your offense is that bad. I don't care how many injuries you have. That was your quarterback. Really?
He's at Utah Tech
right
now.
What's his name?
Deacon Hill.
Yeah, I don't mean to disparage him. That's not acceptable that that's the quarterback that you have.
And they won 10 games.
Yeah. Now, Deacon Hill would take me on and say, we won 10. What have you ever done? Now, I get it. I understand it. But their offense was miserable.
And by the way, they were a fair catch away from being 11-1. Mm-hmm. The Minnesota game was the questionable fair catch.
Yeah. I hope I'm right when I say I think Nebraska is on the verge of a remarkable turnaround on offense. I think we're about to see that. The only thing that gives me any hesitancy at all is the offensive line. And that's just because of the injury to Teddy and then the knowledge that Corcoran, is on a pitch count because of a foot injury. And you just wonder if he's going to be okay throughout the duration of the schedule, right? That's the only hesitancy I have. Now, maybe they'd still be okay, even if Corcoran's not able to go 100%. I mean, maybe you can manage around that because the rest of the line's still pretty good. I mean, it's still pretty good, especially the interior.
Yeah, the guards and the center. Yeah,
I feel very good about all those guys.
Ben Hart has a lot of accolades, preseason accolades at right tackle also.
Yeah.
So on that note, you said they're on the verge of a breakout. I saw it from ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, they put out their top 100 players in the country for 2024, and no Huskers made the list.
Top 100?
Nope, nobody. I mean, there's belief that like Raiola could get there at some point this year, or Nash Huttmacher possibly could get there this season.
Do you have some names?
I'll post them up.
While you do that. I wouldn't have expected Nebraska to have anybody in the top 100. We've discussed this at length. They don't have that obvious elite player right now. Now, it doesn't mean somebody can't rise to that level this season. Players do develop and they have breakout years. And if Nash Huttmacher goes from 40 tackles to 55 and from 8 tackles for loss to 13 and from 4.5 sacks to 7, voila, you have a top 100 player, right?
Yes.
Maybe it's voila. It's either voila or voila.
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 It's like voila.
Voila.
Yeah, voila.
All right.
V-O-I-L-A. Voila.
So, yeah, it doesn't mean that just because right now there's nobody on that list in the preseason, it doesn't mean there won't be anybody on there in the postseason.
You were curious about some names. Well, Avery Johnson at Kansas State is number 93 on this list.
That's super surprising to me.
Too low for him, right?
No.
You think he should not be on the list?
Top 100? What's this list?
He didn't play again. Will Howard played a lot last year.
Are these projected?
These are projections for this year. Some players have played and are obviously very good.
They project Avery Johnson without him playing?
He's one of the top dual threat quarterbacks in the country. He has played last year.
Did he play a little bit?
Yeah, he had five touchdowns last year.
Okay, all right, he's 93.
And just shy of 500 yards.
Who else is on there?
Nico Yamaleva from Tennessee. Haven't seen him, 92 on the list here. Miller Moss is 91 at USC.
Yeah, he's just mostly unproven.
As you go higher on the list, you see like Riley Leonard, the Duke transfer at Notre Dame, is now 82 on this list.
How about number one?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me scroll all the way down. You want to guess number one is or not?
The number one player in the nation.
You will not get this because I wouldn't have got this.
Okay, just tell me.
His name is James Pierce. He's a defensive end from Tennessee. He had 9.5 sacks last year, 18 solo tackles, a pick, and 2 forced fumbles.
And he's judged the number one player in the country.
Yes.
Wow.
Top 10 pick projected for the upcoming season.
Say his name again.
James Pierce Jr. He is a junior defensive end at Tennessee, top player in the
9.5 sacks. That would be interesting. It would be very interesting to watch him.
Mason Graham at a defensive tackle at Michigan's number two.
Graham's is a
only
bear.
3 sacks last year. Again, it's hard to get sacks at D tackle. We know that. But
he's a bear. He's a bear.
Travis Hunter, Colorado, number three player in the country.
Ouch.
For ESPN.
That scares me. Hunter scares you a little bit. I mean, if Hunter comes in here and gets what, 180 yards receiving, I mean, that means that he'll score some touchdowns. This is just in. Keep going.
Breaking news on that one.
Yeah.
Who else are you curious about?
I'm curious about the top five.
Okay, top five players. I gave you Travis Hunter's number three. Will Johnson, Michigan cornerback at number four.
Michigan's got two in the top five?
Two in the top four.
Yeah, well, and the top. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Number five is Luther Burden III, receiver at Missouri.
Okay. Yeah. He can go.
He had just shy of 1,300 yards receiving last year and 9 touchdowns.
High draft pick upcoming. Now, I'm really, listen, that Michigan has two in the top four is telling. Both defenders. That's the players that you need. That's what puts you over the top. That's why Michigan's a national champion, because they have those type of players. I'm always taken aback at events like last night at Zipline. When you hear, okay, now this is somewhat controversial. When it sort of drives me crazy when I hear people, and I heard it from a couple guys last night, that say, Zip, I just don't know. I don't understand what the problem has been. It's not talent.
No top 100 players.
And when's the last time they have?
Well, they haven't had an All-American since 2011, right?
Right.
First team?
No, yeah. Please don't say to me, Sip, it's not been a talent issue. Yes, it has been a talent issue. I don't know what you forgot. Did you forget? Did you forget what it looked like to watch Levante David
right.
and Sue and Gregory and Wistrom and Peter and Farley? Did you just forget?
But it's not purely that. It's a combo. It's talent plus there's been coaching issues in the past. Really,
yeah, absolutely.
That's why Nebraska went 7 years without a bowl game. It's been a combination.
Well, the lack of talent is a coaching issue.
It sure
is. It's a recruiting issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, but God, I am startled when people say that to me. Oh, there's been enough talent. No. Why would you say that? Are you seeing drafted players?
I mean, no. they had.
They went a couple of years without getting anybody drafted.
Anybody. Or at least the first pick was like a sixth round pick.
How is that not a talent?
They haven't had a first round pick since 2011.
Right.
Prince Amukamara.
I think some Nebraska fans literally have forgotten what that kind of talent looks like. Did you see Michigan come in here last year? Did you see what that team looked like? Did you watch the game closely?
I did. It was horrifying.
Well, Michigan looked that like that team. What I kept saying to the guys in the press box is that's what Nebraska used to look like. Michigan, they used
just
to look
bully
like
you.
Yeah, they come out and they look different. They body structure, how they go about things. Yeah, I used to see that. It used to look like that here. No. Nebraska hasn't had enough talent. They're pretty good now, though. They have a pretty good roster. Pretty good.
Some players you will see this year. I mentioned a couple of the top five. You'll see Travis Hunter, week two for Colorado. You will see number 19, Sebastian Castro, safety at Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see him at the end of the season in November in Iowa City, November 29th.
Castro showed up big last year.
You will see on the top 100 list, you will see Shedeur Sanders at number 24. So they've got number 3 and number 24 at Colorado in terms of best players in the country.
Okay. Keep it coming.
You will see Emeka Egbuka at Ohio State, number 28
receiver.
Player in the country.
Receiver.
You'll see him.
Okay.
He's a stud.
Come on, Ohio
State.
You'll see
Jack Sawyer also at number defensive end, 6.5 sacks last year at Ohio State.
Yeah, you had Sawyer.
You'll see Quinshon Judkins, number 34 at Ohio State.
So they have him above Travion Henderson.
Yes. They went four straight Buckeyes from 33 to 37. 30 to 36, excuse me.
That's the elite team.
You'll see Jay Higgins at Iowa, 36. The linebacker had the pick to end the game, basically, for Iowa.
Iowa has an elite defense this year. They're different.
They usually do.
Yeah, they're different than Nebraska in that they do have two elite players judged by people to be elite, Higgins and Castro. All-American type players.
You won't see this guy, but from Omaha, Nebraska, Xavier Watts is number 52 in the country at Notre Dame.
Is that right?
Safety.
How many picks did he have last year?
He had 7 picks last year, 52 tackles.
Yeah.
He allowed no touchdowns, by the way, on him. No touchdowns allowed on Xavier Watts last year.
Mm-hmm.
So there is kind of a sneak peek at the top 100 players. Nebraska, nobody on there. 2 Iowa players on the list.
Is that free?
This is free, ESPN.com. Check that out for your Husker Online writing.
So no.
Might want to link that to that, possibly.
No Nebraskans on there.
No Nebraska. There's
players.
A Nebraskan in Xavier Watts,
right.
Not a Nebraska player.
That was an odd, awkward way for me to say it. There are no Nebraska players.
That's correct.
On the current Husker team on there. Not surprised. But that's one interesting storyline to me this year, that on this show today, we've seen a projection of Nebraska going to the Music City Bowl to play LSU. That's a bowl projection.
Yep.
But Nebraska doesn't have any top 100 players. They could can they win 9 games or 10 games? 10 games, because if you beat LSU, that's 10. Can you win 10 games without any top 100 players? That's a storyline to me.
Someone has to step up to be that kind of player. Has to.
Step
has
into
to.
The top 100.
Has to. Have to.
Tommy Hill. Nash Hotmacher.
Dylan Raiola.
He's a freshman.
Well, he could be.
Yeah.
Yamavela.
You're right.
Played at Tennessee. He's on the list.
You're not wrong on that. Dylan Raiola could step into that realm. He could step into that realm.
That'd be a huge reason why you have success.
Oh, yeah.
Freshman success there.
Yeah.
Also, before we get to break, tomorrow's a big day for Nebraska potentially. We'll learn from David Sanders Jr. where he's going to go to school. He's going to commit somewhere tomorrow. Tennessee, Nebraska, Ohio State, or Georgia?
It feels like Tennessee.
It's been very quiet since his visit here. You know, obviously had the big buzz. It was a decent crowd over at the stadium. But ever since then, it's felt like crickets to me.
I mean, Sean Callahan, the recruiting guru of gurus, hasn't even mentioned his name to me in a week. Yeah, we're not planning anything tomorrow. Okay. That looks Tennessee.
Remember our conversation on that one? I'm not trying to say I told you so, but maybe I could be wrong. Maybe surprises at all.
I don't mind you saying.
I hope I'm wrong, but I never had belief that was going to happen.
For future reference, I don't mind you saying I told you so. I don't mind anybody saying that.
I don't like to do that, but we did have that conversation on the show.
I don't think it's a bad look when you do that.
Well, I look like the jerk here, saying, I told you so, we're not going to get him.
No, but you're right, so yeah. You don't look like a jerk to me.
Okay, well, before we get to break,
from one jerk to another.
You don't want, you never want these words uttered when you're in IT. I've been hit! That's for you, Bill. That's for you, Bill, who's not here today.
He'd be very proud of you, right?
You don't want to get hacked ever. Why? And you can change that. You can make that not happen, Sip, with Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred IT partner, all 93 counties of the state.
Just 93.
Work with Applied Connective. 93 for 93, and also 99% retention rate because they manage IT and cybersecurity. Check. Important.
Yeah.
Phone systems. Check.
Important.
Physical security. Important.
It's very important.
Infrastructure. Yep. And how about audio and video and more?
Yeah.
You want a free consultation? They'll do it for you.
100.
ApplieDConnective.com or call 866-358-0109 for a free IT all in one place, consultation locally today. Check it out. ApplyConnective.com. When we come back, I'm handling Bill's thrills today.
No,
it's
we're
Jake's
doing it.
Takes.
We're doing it.
Sorry, Keith, man. We got to do this today.
Sorry, Tan Man.
That's right. I hope it's worth your time. Jake's Takes for Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.